USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House has a new press secretary. Stephanie Grisham, who has handled the media for the First Lady, will now be dealing with reporters on behalf of the president. According to the First Lady's tweet, Grisham will also serve as communications director for the White House. Iran says come July 7th, it will start ignoring more of those nuclear restrictions it had agreed to under the 2015 nuclear deal with President Obama. The announcement comes a day after the Trump administration announced new sanctions on Tehran. National Security Advisor John Bolton in Jerusalem reacted to the news.
The threat of a nuclear Iran is very real, as are the threats of Iran's support for terrorism, its ballistic missile program, and its other malign activities in the Middle East.
This is USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Vice President Mike Pence was in Miami. He was rallying pro-Trump Latinos.
Like so many of the families here, you've lived the American dream. You've had the opportunity in this great free society that your families came to, my family came to, through a system of legal immigration that gave you the opportunity to become Americans and to prosper.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is defending the independent status of the Fed against criticism from the president and many others.
Congress chose to insulate the Fed this way because it had seen the damage that often arises when policy bends to short-term political interests.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has today signed into law the legalization of recreational use of marijuana. Illinois now becomes the 11th state to legalize pot.
Illinois exemplifies the best of democracy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A former Fox News chief political correspondent is not a fan of his old employer. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
In a promotional video for Front Page Live, a new left-leaning media venture that he's part of, Carl Cameron explains why he joined Fox News in the first place and what made him leave the network.
The idea of fair and balanced news appealed to me. But over the years, right-wing hosts drowned out straight journalism with partisan misinformation.
Cameron now teaming up on that venture with Joseph Rahm, an author and reporter on climate science and climate policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The national average for gasoline has now declined for the seventh consecutive week. USA's John Clemens has more on the report.
The price dropped 2.5 cents a gallon down to right below $2.65. But according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, that price will soon be increasing.
Prices at the pump last week declined basically due to previous drops in the price of oil. And that's why perhaps this last week of decline, the seventh straight week, may represent the last weekly decline we see for some time. It's likely that retail gas prices soon begin to pick up steam.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.